To all persons, it is our state policy to create a civil society free of oppression, discrimination and violence, based on the rule of law, protection of human rights and dignity, and to ensure the fundamental rights and freedoms of the people. Under Article 7 of the Constitution of Bhutan, all persons have the constitutional right not to be discriminated against on the grounds of race, sex, language, religion, politics or other status. If there are complaints on discrimination, they are registered through the PEMA. Assessments are carried out. Further investigations are carried out. People who are affected are provided counseling and other support mechanisms through the case management process. On the best interest of the child, I would like to respond in two areas. In the best interest of the child, ensuring best interest of the child during adoption process and also during parental separation. So the existing adoption procedures ensure that the best interest of the child is not compromised. In the process, it is also important to understand that the adoption process is also not a burden for the parents. The process has been simplified to ensure that parents need not make multiple visits to the office. Adopting parents are required to visit the adoption office once to lodge the application, following which all other documents are submitted electronically for verification. The best interest of the child is ensured through an intensive verification and assessment process that are stipulated in the Child Adoption Guidelines 2017. Assessment and verification processes are activated within an hour of the receipt of the application to ensure that parents that an adoption process is not delayed. A child's opinion is taken into account and considered, especially during adoption process. An intensive assessment, including home assessment and the capacity of the parents to raise a child, is also done through the assessment mechanisms. Best interest of the child during parental separation is also ensured. The Family and Child Court seeks expert opinion from professionals before deciding on child custody, especially during parental separation. Before the parents undergo separation, the court also advises the parents to undergo a counseling process so that their decisions are right for the children as well as the family themselves. A comprehensive assessment is carried out before providing the opinion to the court. Then the professionals, after assessment, provide their expert opinion to the court to ensure that the child's opinion, their safety, and the parents' capacity to raise the child is taken into consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, I would like to give the floor to our colleague Kinley to respond on the questions regarding respect for opinion of the child.